This is a reading of the first mystery drama by Rudolf Steiner entitled The Portal of Initiation, a Rosicrucian Mystery through Rudolf Steiner. This first part is a description of the characters in the play and the synopsis of the play. And for each scene, I will recapitulate the synopsis before reading the scene. Characters. In the prelude and interlude, Sophia, Estella, two children. In the mystery, Johannes Thomasius, Maria, Benedictus, Theodosius, whose archetype is revealed during the course of the play as the spirit of love, Romanus, whose archetype is revealed during the course of the play as the spirit of action, Retardus, active only as a spirit, German, whose archetype is revealed during the course of the play as a spirit of the earth brain, Helena, whose archetype is revealed during the course of the play as Lucifer, Philea, Astrid, and Luna, friends of Maria, whose archetypes are revealed during the course of the play as the spirits of Maria's soul forces, Professor Capasius, Dr. Strader, Felix Balde, who was revealed as the bearer of the spirit of nature, Felicia Balde, his wife, the other Maria, whose archetype is revealed during the course of the play as the soul of love, Theodora, Asiris, Ahriman, conceived to be active only as soul, the spirit of the elements, conceived to be active only as spirit, a child, whose archetype is revealed during the course of the play as that of a young soul. Synopsis. Prelude. Two divergent views of modern life are exchanged between Estella and Sophia. Their dialogue sets the background of the exoteric world from which the events of the mystery drama detach themselves as the expression of an entirely new beginning in our cultural and spiritual life. Scene 1. We witness the meeting of 16 individualities, inspired by a lecture just given by Benedictus in the house of Maria. Their conversation becomes decisive for the inner path of Johannes Thomasius, the young painter. This first meeting contains all the motives which will continue in supersensible pictures and happenings, the doubts and objections of the two scientists, Professor Capasius and Dr. Strader, the awe-inspiring seership of Theodora, Felix and Felicia Balda's mountain solitude, the other Maria's curative forces, Theodosius's warmth of heart, Romanus's down-to-earth practicality, German's wit, Helena's illusionary enthusiasm. The impact of their joys and sorrows is absorbed by Johannes and leads to his first inner experience in the next scene. Scene 2. Johannes's soul reveals itself to him as a landscape of rocks and springs, out of which resound the ancient mystery words, quote, O man, know thou thyself, unquote. Scene 3. A meditation room. A child receives a word of blessing from Benedictus. Johannes goes through a severe test in his inner development by witnessing a strange occurrence between Benedictus and Maria. As will become more and more apparent in the mystery drama, the spoken word itself takes on a new force. The mantric lines spoken by Benedictus will transform themselves for Johannes into the experiences of scenes 4 to 7. Scene 4. With full awakened consciousness, Johannes enters the imaginative world, on whose very threshold he encounters cosmic beings from above and below, Lucifer and Ahriman. The elemental world becomes manifest to him. The spirit of the elements has brought the souls of Capasius and Strader up to a sphere from which they can survey the surface of the earth. They appear here in their true nature, Capasius young, and Strader old in character. Then the other Maria appears to them, arising from the rocks and transforming their speeches into forces which spread out over the surface of the earth, nourishing its elemental beings. Scene 5. Before the inner eye of Johannes, the hidden mystery place of the spirit leaders of humanity is revealed. In a subterranean rock temple, the four hierophants stand, representing the spirit forces of the east, south, west, and north. Felix Balda and the other Maria find their way into the temple because, quote, the time is now at hand, unquote, to open its treasures to mankind. That is, to lift the truth of the temple's existence into the day consciousness of modern man. Scene 6. Felicia enters the elementary world at the request of the spirit of the elements. She tells a fairy tale for the first time in human evolution directly to the elemental beings, stimulating and provoking by it the, quote, earth's brain, unquote, in the character of German. Scene 7. The spirit world. This scene in which Maria converses with the three soul forces has been treated in its cosmic aspect by Rudolf Steiner in his lectures on, quote, the secrets of the biblical story of creation, unquote, which followed the first performance of the Portal of Initiation in Munich, August 1910. He refers also to the part which Theodora plays in the spirit world when her seership reveals past events. An early incarnation of Maria as an apostle of Christianity of the Hibernian mysteries. At the end of the scene, Benedictus speaks again mantric words, which in their essence lead to the Sun Temple. Scene 11. Interlude. Estella tells of a performance which has a similar plot to the mystery drama, with a fundamental difference that it ends where the latter begins. Sophia's words about the creative capacity of the artist and the need of our time to lift it into full consciousness form a kind of prologue to Scene 8. Scene 8. Johannes Thomasius has painted a portrait of Professor Capasius. He has acquired the capacity of conscious penetration into the spirit background of the individuality. Therefore, the shock which Schrader receives when he realizes the cognitive forces active in art. Scene 9. Johannes's soul is enhanced by the experience of new spiritual impulses in himself. He is able to identify himself with beings and events of his surrounding world, thus widening himself into his environment. Scene 10. Johannes goes through intensive trials and illusions arising from his enthusiasm, which carries him into a luciferic sphere of self-enjoyment and self-reliance. The spirit presence of Benedictus awakens in him cognitive forces, revealing to him the seductive powers of Lucifer and Ahriman. Through this act of cognition, he is able to hear his voice of conscience, re-establishing his inner balance. Scene 11. Just in medieval times, the true mysteries led to the secret of resurrection. So here, in the Sun Temple, the deepest secrets of spirit guidance become manifest. The individualities who have begun the path to higher knowledge find their places, for the good of humanity, within the temple, under the guidance of the spirit leaders in wisdom, love, and force of will. They form a spiritual community based on diversity, by which the retarding tendencies are overcome. As the inspiration for the play originates in Goethe's tale of the green snake and the beautiful lily, at the end of, quote, Conversations of German Emigrants, unquote, a comparative list of the characters can be helpful for a deeper insight into the ensemble of the play. Relationships: Benedictus, the Golden King; Johannes, Youth; Maria, Lily; Philea, Astrid, and Luna, Three Maidens of Lily; Theodosius, Silver King; the other Maria, Green Snake; Romanus, Copper King; Felix Balda, Man with the Lamp; Felicia, Woman with the Basket; Retardus, Mixed King; Capasius and Strader, Two Will-o'-the-Wisps; Theodora, Hawk; Spirit of Elements, Ferryman; German, Giant; Child, Canary. That's the end of the synopsis.